Wake Up Kenosha with Bill and Pete, AM 1050 WLIP.
Wake Up Kenosha, AM 1050 WLIP. Bill and Pete, Bill's on vacation. I'm Pete, flying solo today, but join now from Wayless MD and Wellness, Sherry Stoka. Sherry, good morning. How are you?
Doing well. How are you, Pete?
Very well today, actually. Off and rolling. These hours in the morning fly by. I don't know. Like, I sit down and I start the show, and all of a sudden we're to the Sherry segment, and we have some great questions today that have been emailed to Peter at WLIP.com, which, you know, if you've got a question, you want to hear it answered in the segment, that's the way to do it. Peter at WLIP.com. And this first one is interesting because Wayless MD and Wellness has nutrition programs. So the first part of their question is, do you, Sherry, believe in nutrition programs? The way they define that, though, is short-term but very intense periods where strict nutrition standards are kept, and then they want you to recommend any and just want to make sure that they're safe and healthy. And my first instinct is, yes, but they're not all created equal, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously, I do believe in them because we do a number of them. And there are some key components to that. I think the first thing for people to understand is that it's good for the body to be uncomfortable at times. You know, I think our body actually does get lazy when we kind of do the same things over and over. We have access to food at all times. So when you put your body in more of that stress short-term state, your body wakes up and things start to work and more efficiently. So the other component is obviously you have to know what you're doing. You have to know how long you should do it for. And when you are losing the weight during those short-term programs, you know, you really need to know what you're losing, right? Because you can lose muscle, you can lose water, you can lose fat, but it's like, are you losing the right fat, sparing muscle, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah, that's one of those situations where you really need a professional to give you guidance and kind of oversee the whole process to make sure you're not getting extreme. And as far as recommendations, I mean, come on, pal, waylessmd.com. That's where you need to go.
I know. And our short-term programs are so effective. I mean, we've been working on them forever. And, you know, we measure what they lose, so we know exactly that people are losing the right, you know, the right things, the right stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, that's, and everybody's body is unique too. That's why it's hard to do the one size fits all. The next question is kind of along those lines. This person says, I'm having trouble eating enough protein to the point where I'm eating more low fat cottage cheese than I can handle. What are some strategies to get enough protein? I think more than just cottage cheese, right?
Yeah, it wouldn't be my go-to, especially, you know, not many people do really great with dairy, but I guess I would want more clarification. You know, is this person trying to avoid animal protein? I mean, because that's essentially where you get the majority of your protein. You know, you can also get your protein through like nuts and seeds and beans and things like that, but that's where it gets a little tricky because animal protein is protein. There's no carbohydrates in that. So if you are someone who's watching the carbs, then you'd want more of the animal protein. Stay away from, you know, more of the beans and the nuts because those have carbs and a high amount of fat and that type of thing. But I would say for someone who maybe is avoiding animal protein altogether, well, dairy, I mean, you wouldn't be, but a really good high quality protein powder would be a great way to add protein to your diet.
And then the next one is, I think, just kind of a definition of terms, asking what a processed food is. This person says, I've always thought it meant that a food was pumped full of preservatives and chemicals during production, but a friend insists anything certified for human sale or consumption is, quote, processed. Can you clear this up? What is a processed food, Sherry?
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's right. Anything that is packaged, canned, it's in a box. I mean, anything that you don't buy that you're grabbing the food like broccoli right off the shelf, I mean, it's processed. So I think what's very important to understand is there are minimally processed foods and there's foods that are so excessively processed that you'd want to definitely avoid. And how you know that, again, is going to the ingredient list. And you can pull, say, a bag of frozen spinach out of the freezer, and it'll say spinach, salt, and citric acid, for example. Whereas you pull a frozen pizza out, the list is probably, you know, longer than the entire carton.
Right.
So you have to be mindful of how processed the food is, and just try to obviously stick to whole foods whenever possible, and you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, I was thinking about that question last night. I'm looking at my ingredients list for one item, and it had one ingredient, the item I was cooking, and I went, yeah, well, it might be
what
in a box.
It
was brown rice. And I went, it's in a box, but it says one ingredient is brown rice. I went, okay.
Oh, it's okay. That's surprising, actually, because usually they're adding something in there to preserve it.
Right, right. Yeah, no, it was very, I was actually kind of surprised, pleased as well, actually, because that's nabbed me before, especially early on in my journey where, you know, you think something is healthy. We've talked about it quite a bit. And then you check the ingredients and you go, yeah, whoops. Which is why you need the guidance of someone like Sherry Stoka from Wayless MD and Wellness. Sherry, that first appointment is free. How can we get more information?
Yes, our phone number is 262-226-2046. And as always, they can go to our website at waylessmd.com.
Sherry, always good talking to you. People want to get some questions in for next week, Peter at WLIP.com, and we'll catch up with you then.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks, Sherry.